The last verse of 2 Samuel chapter 18 has a tremendous heart's cry from David. Oh, Absalom, Absalom, my son, if I could have died in your place. The love of David for Absalom, his son, was not in question, and the army generals were all threatened to save him alive. But this is such a sad verse. A king weeping for the death of a wayward son. The fact that hundreds of sons and husbands had died on both sides of this conflict had not burned into his soul. It was one of his sons that had died. The fact that Absalom would have killed him never registered with David. We too can be callously indifferent to the grief and suffering of others, and yet sorrow for our own as if no one else mattered. In 1982, Margaret Thatcher, the British Prime Minister, ordered the armed forces to retake the Falkland Islands from the Argentinians. Nearly 1,000 troops in total from both sides died. Earlier in the year, her son, in his late 20s, went missing in the Sahara Desert in a car race. At least one of the newspapers wrote that she was seen to have wept in public when her son was temporarily lost in the desert. Just a month or two later, the British and Argentinian troops were fighting and dying all around the Falklands. One of the Queen's sons was also among the British forces. The Iron Lady, as Mrs. Thatcher, the Prime Minister, was known, was affected just the same as David. She coped with hundreds of young men dying, but went to pieces when her own son was missing in the desert. The difference can be felt when we are personally affected by grief. A civil war like this can be the most devastating of wars. 750,000 people died in the American Civil War, far more than in any other war in which the Americans were involved. This was a civil war that set brother against brother, as well as cousin against cousin and father against son. The effect is not only on the loss of life, but also on the long-term legacy of hatred to others caused by unnecessary suffering, grief, and death. Though David wept for his son, there is a question that comes to mind. When he knew that Absalom was on his way to Jerusalem with the rebel troops, he could have left on his own and handed the power to his son by default. There was a greater reason why he could not have surrendered to his son. Simply this: Absalom had shown little regard for people and was prepared to worm his way by flattery into the position of king. David saw beyond this easy way out because there was a fatal flaw in the character of Absalom. We must never take the easy way out for ourselves, even if it leaves others in danger. Magnanimity in victory. Oh, Joab did not continue to chase the defeated enemy. They were people of the same race. Magnanimity means above petty feelings. It has been suggested that there would not have been a Second World War if Germany had been treated better in their defeat after the First World War. After the Second, the defeated were treated much better. And if we are ever right in our discussions with another person, we must never rub it in. If we are to deal with great things, we must rise above the petty, small things in life and care for those that have been against us and objected to us. May the Lord bless you this day. Amen.